I'm going to go over why content is important and why it's really the main driver of succeeding with SEO. All right, so first of all, Google is everyone's god in the search engines, because Google controls about 80% of all searches. So first off, Google talks about what it wants, okay? Best premise is to go with what Google wants, because if you don't go with Google wants and you fight them, well, guess what's going to happen when they update their search algorithm? You're going to lose traffic to your site. You're going to get hurt. And I'm sure a lot of you guys listening to this have lost traffic to Google, you know, either Penguin or Panda or the new Pigeon update, which happened in July 2014 that affected local search. The reason why websites go silent and have problems is because people try to push the envelope and fight against Google. Now, I'm not saying just lay down and do whatever Google wants you to do. You can work within what Google wants and still do really well. So the number one thing Google is always harping on is to regularly add fresh, unique, relevant content to your site. What does that mean? Okay. Content is an article, whether it's a blog article or a regular practice area article. It could be a video, including transcription. It could be a lot of different things, but the reason why Google wants you to add this stuff to your site is Google's whole job is when someone searches on something to match them up with as specifically as possible the answer to their question, okay? So let's say you're in criminal defense and someone's searching on the web and you're in Los Angeles, California, okay? So if someone types in, police arrested me and didn't read me my Miranda rights, can I get my case dismissed? Well, if you were Google, who would you match that person's search up with? Let's say they were in K-Town in Los Angeles, and the law office of John Smith and the law office of Jane Doe were the two closest, okay? John Smith has got an article specifically talking about Miranda rights and when they come into effect, when they don't come into effect, you know, if you can get your case dismissed, if you can, etc. And Jane Doe just kind of has generic articles on her site about, you know, when you're facing a crime, you need an experienced criminal defense lawyer, etc. Well, if I were Google, and Google itself does this, they're going to match the person up with the most relevant content, and that's going to be John Smith. He's got an article specifically on Miranda. Let's do another search, same area. A person's searching on an auto accident, and they type in, insurance adjuster is harassing me for a statement. Am I obligated to give it? All right. Again, John Smith has an article on a site about insurance adjusters, third-party adjusters, how you're not obligated to give a statement, how they try to lock you in, lock in your testimony, and force you to settle for less than you should. And Jane Doe, just again, has generic articles on her site that say, oh, if you're injured in an accident in Los Angeles, you should hire an experienced Los Angeles personal injury lawyer. Well, again, who is Google going to match up with that search? And which website is that guy going to go to? And when that person goes to the websites, which one will they click the back button on and just leave? Well, you already know the answer to this. You want a specific answer to your question. Google wants you to answer people's questions specifically. So guess what happens when you do that? You win. Google wins. Google's going to say, all right, we're going to show this website for more searches because it has relevant content. So let's expand upon this idea. So the way I help generate content for my clients is we do a one-hour phone interview and we cover a Q&A, the top questions you get asked all the time by people. Why do we cover those questions? Because if two people a week are asking you those questions and you constantly get them, that means 200 people a week are searching on those questions and just haven't run into your website or haven't called you. But believe me, they have the same question on their mind, okay? What you get asked all the time is magnified out there in the world of all the people that haven't gotten to you that have the same questions. So we do a one-hour interview, and transcribed and edited, that turns into about 7,000 words of content, which is 15 to 20 articles. And we cover all the areas of your practice areas. Well, guess what happens? Now you've got all these different things on your website, all these articles that talk about a lot of specifics within your practice area. Okay, let's say you do DUI. We talked about field sobriety tests, breath test refusals, the DMV taking your license, SR-22 insurance, etc. let's say you covered divorce. We talk about child custody, child support, alimony, aka spousal maintenance, division of assets, the equitable division. Let's say you do bankruptcy. We talk about Chapter 7, Chapter 13, foreclosure defense, fraudulent conveyance. I mean, all these specific areas, you know, it doesn't matter what area of law you're in. But what happens over time is if you do these calls and you add this content to your site, you're going to end up with a website that has 200, 300, 400 pages on it. Each of those pages is a place where people searching can be connected with your content. So imagine your website is a tree. Would you rather a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree with one branch half dead? Is that going to get a lot of searches? No. You want a big tree with lots of branches, lots of articles, lots of information on all the minute areas of your practice area, because you have a lot of different kinds of people searching. You know, I'm going to give you a comparison. So again, let's say criminal defense, all right? You could have the 23-year-old kid that was busted for possessing weed, or you could have the 60-year-old guy that, you know, ran someone over, he couldn't see well, and he fled the scene because he didn't know what was going on. Those two kinds of people are radically different, and those two kinds of people are searching in Google, right? Are you going to have the same generic content speak to both? No, not even close. Both of them have completely different needs. They're totally different people, totally different situation. You know, let's say you do divorce. A 25-year-old guy, no kids, he's been married for 8 months. Maybe he wants to get an annulment. It's a pretty easy case. Versus a 55-year-old guy that owns a company for 15 years. He's been married for 20 years. There's substantial assets, three houses, kids, all that stuff to divide up. Radically different customers for you. They're not going to respond to the same content. You got to give them both interesting stuff to look at. And again, this will serve you well, because the more branches of the tree you have, the more content you have, the more Google will be able to match your website to people's searches. And the more that happens, the more visitors you get, and the more chances you have for them to call you and become your client, and for you to do your initial consultation. So you can never go wrong adding content to a website. Yes, you can write blogs yourself. Yes, you can have other people write blogs for you. The reason why I do it in the spoken word is it's easy, it's fast, it leverages your time, and you don't have to waste it. Literally 1 hour a month is plenty for you to add lots of content to your site. And guess what? You spoke it. It's legal because you're the attorney with the experience speaking it. It doesn't have to be revised terribly much, and it's good stuff. And even interview style, which is the way I do it in particular, is much more interesting to read than third-person, boring type stuff, okay? So I hope this gives you some information on why content is important, how it'll help you, and how it's going to benefit you. The whole goal is to get you more visitors, more calls, and more retained clients. If you want to find out more about this, or speak to me, Richard Jacobs, at Speakeasy Marketing, about marketing strategies for your firm, email me at rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com, or visit speakeasymarketing. I messed up my own URL. speakeasymarketinginc.com, Inc. being INC. You can also call 888-225-8594. I hope this audio informs you, and I'll talk to you soon.